We asked if there were any salesmen here tonight, and just before we went on the air, the studio audience elected Mr. Paul Chalfont and for his partner, Mrs. Jean Reynolds, a housewife. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Mrs. Jean Reynolds, is that, that's right?
Yes, sir.
What does your husband do, Jean?
He's a real estate salesman.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Right in the heart of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any children?
Yes, I have two.
You have two? Well, how many do you have? How did you meet your husband?
I met him at a wedding.
At a wedding?
Yes, sir.
Yours?
No, it wasn't mine. We were dancing. And I was dancing with this fellow, and we were very close to the orchestra. And he tried to do some of these fancy stunts. And he swung me, and before I knew it, I fell right in the drum. The fellow said, well, hurry up and get out of my drum so I can see what damage you've done.
What did he say? I got you under my skin?
Yeah. Well, I was so embarrassed, and I said, just take my name and address, and I'll be glad to compensate for it. So he kept coming over my house, and he never got any money. And finally, why, he forgot all about his drum, and I figured it would be cheaper to marry the guy than buy him a new drum.
A salesman, Chalfont, is that right?
That's right, sir.
What do you sell?
I sell washing machines and ironers.
Are you a traveling salesman?
I'm a salesman, but not a traveling salesman.
I see. Well, that's logical. I do some farming, but I'm not what you'd call a farmer's daughter. Who do you work for?
I work for Thor Corporation.
Is that Thor? Now, what are they Thor?
No.
Now, let's cut out the baby talk. Who do you work for?
Thor, T-H-O-R, Thor Corporation.
Oh, I see. Would you like to send one of your machines over? I'd like to rinse out that spot announcement you just made. Tell me, Soap Suds, how is the washing machine? How is the washing machine game, our business?
Well, we are cleaning up.
I bet you've used that one before, huh?
Yes, honestly, I have.
Mm-hmm. Salesmen always tell little jokes like that, don't they? Do you have any other little yaks that you spring on the customer?
Well, there's another one I usually break the ice with, and that is, that's about the couple that were in the iron and steel business. She ironed and he steals, you know.
Well, that must break the ice right over your head, that one. Are you sure that joke didn't go through your washing machine?
Well,
at least through the ringer?
It's clean anyway.
Hey, he's got a pretty good line at that, this guy. Does anything exciting ever happen to you, Mr. Chalfont?
Well,
pretty fancy pronunciation there. I think that means salami in French. Anything exciting ever happen to you,
yes,
Paul D. Chalfont?
I had a rather exciting experience here last week, though.
You did?
Boss and I returned from a fishing trip. We returned home, and he found out he'd lost his keys, so he decided I would be the one to crawl through the window. Well, I got in, but I also found out the missus, you know, wouldn't answer the door.
Whose missus?
The boss's wife. And after I got inside, I found out that he put me through the bathroom window, and the reason why she hadn't come to the door, that she was taking a shower.
She should have stayed in that Thor washing machine.